Hello, foodies. If you are hearing or seeing this, you are not a Patreon supporter yet, and that is totally fine. Nevertheless, thank you for listening to us. Consider joining our free Discord community by clicking on the link in the show notes. And if you can't throw a buck a week to our Patreon, why don't you leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or better, do both of them. Also, sub to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/foodcoaching. And of course, many, many thanks to all our Patreon supporters for supporting us financially. Now, let's start this show.
Hello, footies. Welcome along to your latest dose of ultimate team podcasting goodness. We are Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com. It is Tuesday, the 30th of April, early in the morning as we record this. My name is Dan Wimbush. I am joined by the scout Nathan Downs and my main man Shaq Attack. We've got lots to get to. We've called this show the good, the bad and the grinding from Tots so far. So spoiler alert, that's what we'll be talking about over these next 45 minutes or so. Gents, Nath, my friend, I'll start with you. How's your Tots Premier League edition been so far?
It's been pretty good so far, to be honest. The pack gods have been fairly good. I've not had like the elite top tier ones, but I've had some very solid pulls. Did weekend league yesterday, which started off horrifically, and then I rallied and went on probably one of my best runs in weekend league for a while. I'm now grinding one of the SBCs, which we'll come on to talk about. So yes, it's pretty positive just now.
I've not pulled any of the elite ones, he says, where his midfield is Declan Rice and Bruno Fernandes. So
Bruno wasn't Premier League Tots, so that was Tots Live. You never mentioned that.
Well, whatever. Shaq, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I think we had a good bit of luck with some of the packs I've backed. Heung-Min Son, who's just slotted into the first team, who I'll review later on as well. And yeah, otherwise, weekend league was really good. I think it was probably a really good weekend league for me until the last game, as I've been whinging to you, Wimby. I went across and got 13-7 in the end. But my last game, which I was hoping to win to get secure 14 for the first time this year, I got smashed. Absolutely smashed. I lost 6-0. No shame about it. It's the honest truth. I lost 6-0, and that just, it felt like something just stomped on me. And yeah, I haven't recovered since. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah, your weekend league paralleled my own. I got to 13-6 as well. And in my key game to win 14, I also got utterly stomped by somebody on a new account. I think it was like 4-0 up after an hour. And I was just like, I'm out of here. I'm just going to take my rewards and go. So it's that ever so close, but ever so far for us, Shaq. We, it's 11 wins, death and taxes are the certainties in life for us at the moment. Not that we can complain because, you know, gives us two red picks. My two red picks, I was like you, I got a bit lucky. I got Son as one of them, and I can't even remember who the other one was. I think it might have been Ben White. Nathan, did you get any reds this week?
I got Allison and Watkins, who I've had multiple times as blues, which was very frustrating that they were the best I could get. So, yeah.
And Shaq, who are yours?
I got Nkunku, and the other one was Watkins. Ollie Watkins, yeah, Watkins.
Yeah, he seems to be popping up quite frequently. I think on my second account, I got absolutely beyond awful, given in mind that that account really needs good players, and I think the best I got was Allison and Gabrielle. So so much for new account luck and all that jazz. But look, let's get into what the rest of the good has been from the team of the season so far. I think the guys talked about it on Friday night's show, but I love the amount of players that are in packs and the accessibility of them as well. Okay, look, they're not coming out of every single pack, but I mean, Shaq, the prices of some of these really good team of the season and moments cards and Tots Plus cards. I'm just going to call them all team of the seasons, by the way, because I do not want to keep talking, saying Tots Plus, Tots Moments, whatever. They're all team of the season cards to me.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
But the amount of these cards that are in pack, Shaq, and the price, even if you don't pack them, it's great to be able to build in a nice creative team.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the key differences that we find between team of the season and team of the year. These cards are apart from Haaland and Virgil van Dijk, the rest of the cards are really attainable, and they're something that we can aspire to, and it's really good. I think having the tradable pack that came out where you could do it twice for 1.5 million coins and get some tradable cards along the way, that really has helped these prices go down and be attainable. I mean, some of these prices are ridiculous. They're so cheap for how good the cards are. But then you have cards that are 50K that are phenomenal as well. So it's a great time to keep changing your squad, to be honest.
Yeah, Nath, what's been the best thing for you so far about this Team of the Season promo, and specifically sort of the last, since we spoke last Tuesday?
Yeah, like, I'm really enjoying the grind. During Tots Live, I ended up accruing lots and lots of exchange packs. So I went into this, like, into Tots with over 200 packs stored. Had a stag do at the weekend, so I got a little bit drunk and then packed Declan Rice. Opened the big packs then, but I'm still on, my pack count at the moment is 123, so I estimate there's about 115 exchanges, and I've got through all the seven plus ones. So I think the less I've got at the moment is the 19 gold cards. So that's a lot to grind. And we've obviously got the 81 plus player pick. Did the first one today and got a Maslera, who isn't usable, but it definitely helps the SBC grind for Chloe Kelly. So I've managed to do all apart from the 285 teams so far, because I've just run out of time. And I've not even had to throw in any specials, not had to put any coins in. I'm just loving recycling all of these into the grind.
But let's talk about Chloe Kelly then, because she was released as an SBC on Monday night. I've been talking about Chloe Kelly's card since the very start of this game cycle. Absolutely loved that gold card. And then she kind of got ignored really until Foot Fantasy, where she got a fantastic card that was so expensive that you couldn't really get hold of it. I was using that card when it dropped in price in the last couple of weeks. And I said on this very show to you, Shaq Attack, and to you, Nathan Downs, because Shaq tempted me with Rio Ferdinand. He said, oh, this is the guy that can stop Drogba. He's brilliant. So I was like, you know what? I had 50 odd really good packs saved, opened them all, and I thought, right, this is what I'm doing. Operation Rio. Everyone went in. Everybody, you know, all of the cards I've been hanging on to for a long while, everybody went in, got this 2 million coin SBC done for probably, I spent maybe about 100-150k just to finish off a couple of the top end squads. And then, of course, within 2 days of me finishing that SBC, Chloe Kelly comes out. Shaq, do you want to apologize to me here and now on the show? Because I think
point number one, Rio's still good. Rio's still bloody good. He's really good. It doesn't matter if you have Hanko or you have anyone else. He's way better than Konate. He's a really good center back. So, and he got you close to the promised land. So he did the same for me as well this weekend. So I'm really happy with Rio. I don't have an objection with that. With Kelly, I do feel sorry for you. As soon as Kelly came out, the first person I thought of was you. That's why I texted it to you saying, Dan, look what's coming. But having said that, though, I mean, she's incredible. She's grindable. You still have weeks to go ahead and you can grind her slowly and you can finally get her in your team. But you have an alternative that you can actually buy off the market that you can use, that who I think is personally think is better than Chloe Kelly. But that's that we could talk about Lauren Hemp later. But yeah, I'm sorry, it is what it is. But hey, you got close to 14. So there you go. Rio's done his bit.
Yeah, no apology needed because Ferdinand is absolutely fantastic. I don't regret doing that SBC one bit. I think what you were talking about when you were reviewing him and talking about the SBC last week and the weeks before, he's just got that ability to effortlessly take the ball off someone. I don't think I've seen someone as clean with that anticipate plus. Just goes next to someone and just kind of just whisks the ball away so cleanly and gets you moving again. So I'm pairing him and Desai at the moment, and I absolutely love that defensive pairing. So yeah, but it is always, I said this last week, it's Sod's Law that, of course, as soon as you do one massive SBC, the next one you want to come out does go into it. I mean, this Chloe Kelly card is fantastic. If you haven't used that Foot Fantasy card, which, by the way, there's not a hell of a lot of difference between the two. So if you are on the fence, because Kelly will cost you about 1 million coins worth of fodder, if you are on the fence, go and pick up that blue card, the Foot Fantasy card, because it will give you a really good idea of how she's in game. I think she's fantastic. If you are someone that does like to cross the ball into the box, absolutely perfect. She's got a great turn of pace as well, and she can finish. So there is nothing, there's no real weakness with the card other than, speaking of weakness, the strength. As with a lot of the female players, they will sometimes get bullied off the ball, but she's not, you know, she's stronger to me than someone like a Messi was, or using some versions of Neymar, for example. Mm-hmm. So she can definitely hold her own, but of course, when you are coming up against the likes of Konate, sometimes you will feel the effects of that, or you've got Mukiele playing at fullback as well. She'll struggle there. But I think for 1 million coins, a lot of people, Nate, are saying that this SBC is overpriced. And I'm glad people are saying it's overpriced, because I don't want too many people to have this card, because it's actually a lot better than most people realize.
Yeah, absolutely. When it was launched, it was, I think it was coming in just under 1.1. FOD has obviously taken a massive nosedive again, because it's just looking now, it's sort of 795 to 700. So it's not bad at all. It's not bad value. You put a finisher on her and she actually just looks like stupidly good. Fuse 4-2-3-1, 4-3-2-1, or, you know, I'm a 5-2-2-1. Like, she looks like she can do a bit of everything apart from her aggression super duper low. I just think it's a really nice rounded card. I'm really excited. We've got Drogba up front. We've got a wee group chat on the go, which we've now renamed the Didier Drogba Appreciation Society. And I think Chloe Kelly and obviously Lauren Hemp, if you have her as well, will just feed into that. I could just imagine her whipping those crosses into the box, Drogba bullying his way forward. Like, I'm two squads away from doing it. I'm so excited to get her in.
Yeah, you can just imagine when you run into a team that's got Hemp and Kelly on the wings and then Drogba and Crouch up front, that you just know you're going to be in for an
absolute
world of pain.
That is the dream.
And then you add Mukiele and Roberto Carlos as the wing backs. Oh, that's just going to be disgusting.
Look, you're giving everybody ideas. Shh, keep it quiet. Keep it quiet. That'll be our formation and players in review next week, is all three of us are running that style. But one person to help combat those crosses, of course, is Konate. We mentioned him. He did get released as an SBC over the weekend. A lot of hype around this card, and it looks really good. But Shaq, a lot of the reviews I'm seeing are just saying that he is just a bit too clunky and that people are concerned that this is a bit overpriced, what you're actually getting.
I'm really surprised with this one, because a lot of people use the fantasy card, including myself, and I found the fantasy card really average, to be honest. I really didn't enjoy him at all. And a lot of people just seem to have forgotten that card and just assume that this card is the second coming of Rio or whatever. They just expected this card to be amazing. This card wasn't good before, and I think some of the reviewers like Inception and that really gave it high regard, and I think that's made a lot of people go ahead and do the SBC and then realize, oh, it's not much better than the fantasy card. It's not for me. I think it's I know, Dan, you're using Desai, and Desai works for you. I've got the Evoed version of Desai that he's great when he can tackle, but if you have to make him chase and get the ball, or if he just misses the interception, you're stuffed. There's nothing he can do. He turns pretty slow. He can't run fast. And Konate is going to have the same issue.
Yeah, I've got that Evoed version as well. And it's exactly the same, which is why having Rio in there as opposed to Sol Campbell, I think, has balanced out my defense, because I was going with two more strong defenders who weren't quite as mobile. I was getting caught on the turn and on the counter. So yeah, having that bit of pace alongside Desai. But I mean, I love Desai as a card. Although I do wish now I'd Evoed Sol Campbell, because I think, again, yeah, I have that. More as a, you know, personal love for Sol, having watched him playing in the Premier League growing up. But yeah, never mind. It's just one of those shoulda, woulda, couldas. So yeah, Konate coming in at about 500,000 coins. I think, you know, Nathan, as you were mentioning, when you've got cards like Ben White out there that are less than 100K, it's a hard one to commit to.
Yeah, absolutely. I did contemplate doing it when I saw him, but I compared him with Gabriel, and Gabriel's really cheap just now. I think he's at 50K, 26 on PC if you're on that. Mentally low. And Gabriel's, he's got better play styles for me anyway. He's slightly slower, but he doesn't feel too slow actually. So yeah, I think 500,000 or 600,000 coins for Konate actually is, I think that's overpriced, but I think if this card was released a few weeks ago, you'd be saying it's decent value. But I think just with how low the rest of the TOTS cards are and how good some of them are, and I think some people overlook that, because everybody wants a Saliba or Van Dijk. So some of these, I think, do get overlooked. But if you give them a go, like, it's unreal. Like, Gabriel and Ben White as a partnership works so well. So I wouldn't really waste the fodder on it. I would go and look at cheaper alternatives that keep kind of popping out of the packs.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things that, you know, through using that second account has taught me, and the guys were talking about this, I can't remember if it was on this Friday show, it might have been the Friday before, there was a conversation they were having about Cordoba, and John was sort of saying that, look, you don't need to massively worry that he's short, because that's not really been, you know, I know we've just been joking about lobbing the balls into the box to Drogba and Crouch, but very few people are actually doing that. So I've been using Wattie Lubin-Moy on the second account, who's obviously not a giant defender, but she's got three playstyle pluses and is just does a really good job. So I think that, you know, you look at a lot of the cards like Greenwood as well from the WSL team, and actually there's lots of really good defenders, not to mention the likes of Hanko as well in St. Tuesday. The actual allure of going to someone like a Konate, I think, is less. I don't think you have to go down that route now to have a very good defender, Shaq.
Exactly, exactly. You can get away with a lot. I think some of the Hankos and stuff, I've been using, I packed a Hanko and I've been using him sparingly during the weekend league as well. And that's a phenomenal card. And he's 50K. He's strong. He can pass really well. I mean, there's a whole variety of cards. I mean, you don't necessarily have to put in these cards that you think would be the best. There's a whole amount of options that you can actually try and use in your squads. And yeah, Konate is not for me. That's for sure.
Yeah, look, we got so much more to get to on today's show. We're going to take a break a little bit early. We'll get into an early break so we can get the second half a bit chunkier. But if you are a member of our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview, you get ad-free access to the show, so you won't hear the pre-roll, you won't hear any mid-rolls. And also you get that lovely warm glow of knowing you are helping us here at Foot in Review and you're going that extra mile. So thank you to everybody who is on the Patreon. And of course, you can join the Discord. That's absolutely free right now. Been a really active place. Of course, the team of the season going on. Lots of nice pack pulls, bits in the pack pool channel, but also thriving conversations in trading, in tactics, in evos. Anything that you want to talk about with the game, you can discuss in the Discord. But for now, let's get that very quick break away and then we will be right back.
Hi, it is John, and I know advertisements or breaks in podcasts sucks, but they do keep this show running. So are you, however, tired of these advertisements or are eager to find the forward button to skip these? There's actually an easier way to do that and getting our shows earlier while you're at it. Check out patreon.com/footinreview and support us through there. Starting from $1 a week, you can get discounts on coaching from the team at Foot Coaching. You get no more advertisements, special bonus content, and access to our events. And if you are on Spotify, you can also click the sub button there. So check out patreon.com/footinreview or the sub button on the exclusive content on Spotify. And now let's return to the show.
Right, welcome back to part two of today's show. We've discussed some of the good with Team of the Season Premier League so far. Let's get on to some of the bad. And Shaq, there was a video that was released by Nick Run the Foot Market over the weekend. I think it was on Saturday night, a night where he's usually not even on the game, having a real full-blown, I don't want to say rant because I think that's doing it a disservice. It was a very rational, well-thought-out critique of EA Sports and the strategy they're going down with this game, because I think what got his ire was the 750,000 coin pack, which costs you 5,000 FC points to do. And again, he's touched on some of the issues that we've been talking about throughout my history of hosting on this show, the potential problems with vulnerable people and gambling, and the attraction it can have to those who maybe, you know, don't have the right finances or the emotional and practical maturity to be able to make those decisions. I mean, Shaq, what did you think when you saw A, that 750,000 coin pack, and B, when you watched Nick's video?
Firstly, with the 750,000 coin pack, I wasn't surprised, and none of us are surprised, because this is what EA has been slowly building up to, and I won't be surprised if you see a million coin pack before the end of the cycle. That's not something that we should be surprised about. But the fact that EA is ready to grab money, that's been evident from day one, literally day one, when not many people were on the game. They actually had promo packs in the store. So that's the path that they've chosen to go. The one thing that I'm finding really interesting is that a lot of people that even held coins really dearly to themselves and didn't want to spend coins anywhere are using those coins to open packs. That was a complete no-no, even until FIFA 23, complete no-no. You'd never use coins. Every single person on every single podcast, every single video would say never use coins to open packs. Right now, no one gives a toss. Everyone's just opening these packs through coins. And I've seen some videos where people had 750,000 coins and they used all of it on that pack. Is it good? Not really. But if that's working for them, that's completely fine. They go zero and they're not tempted to put on any money to actually open the packs. I'm okay with that. But the temptations are increasing day in, day out. Like, for example, the person who spends 70,000 coins on opening a Premier League Dots pack, come Bundesliga, he's probably got maybe 50k, 100k. What happens then? And he wants to open another pack. What do you do then? That's the issue. And that's where they will eventually get you. The house always wins. I can guarantee you all those people opening coins, opening packs through coins, eventually by ultimate thoughts, you will be completely run out of coins and you will have to open those packs through money. And that's my concern because you're so used to it. You're used to the dopamine hit and that's what, yeah, it'll work.
Yeah.
It will work for EA and that's sad.
And Nate, that's what we were talking about just before we came on air, isn't it? It's the coins are actually harder and harder to make this year. Now, EA have been, if you want to call it generous, in that they've been throwing packs at us left, right, and center, but they're all untradeable. Yeah, there's the very odd mega pack you'll get in a marquee matchups or a rare Electrum players pack you'll get in a challenge. And of course, you get an ultimate pack from doing you know, getting 11 wins, but most of the time that's trash. It hasn't even got a minimum guarantee on it. So generating these coins has never been harder. You look at the fodder prices now. You pull an 86 out of a pack. You pull an 86 out of a preview pack. You think, great, I can go and do another preview pack. Now, an 86 costs about 4-5K. So even if you get a walkout from your gold preview pack, it's not actually going to cover the cost. So as Shaq said, it's kind of great while people who have been slowly, steadily building up these coins throughout the year can now go and spend that 750K. But I don't think EA are doing a good enough job of allowing people to generate the coins to open these big packs.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've said it like countless times over the last few years that I felt like they were sort of clamping down on trading for the last couple of years, whether it's, you know, making changes to marquee matchups or league SBCs. And I think last year they started to bring more untradeable, and obviously it's almost fully untradeable now. So it's not a surprise. The surprise was that the big pack in the store, I believe, was tradable. So it's 750K. With a bit of luck, you make half that back, potentially. Depends who you pull. Some of them, you know, Team of the Season prices are low around, but you do have that ability to make some back. I'm not excusing it by any manner of means, but that surprised me. I thought they would have just gone down the untradeable route for it, but maybe they thought elevating the cost, they had to make it tradable in a way. But I did not see that coming, to be honest. I'm resisting temptation because we've got so many ways to grind packs and players. Usually this is the sort of thing I would be spending my money on. You know, I got Bruno from the 200k player pick in Live Tots. I'll put 200k onto that. And even then I was sort of getting the shakes that I'm spending 200,000 coins on that. But this usually would be something that I'd be all over. But there's so many ways. And to be honest, you see, because you're seeing the same players just about pop out of all your packs, it just makes me think I'm just getting the same players. Like my red picks are the same as, you know, my normal packs. So for me, they've actually overkilled it to the extent that you don't have any expectations, so there's no point me actually going for it.
Yeah, it just doesn't sit easy with me. And the point Nick made about, you know, you could go and spend hundreds, if not thousands of pounds in one go in the store is what, it doesn't sit right with me. Yeah, look, and look at how far our expectations have fallen, Nath, but you're talking about, oh, I'm surprised they made it tradable. This is a 750,000 coin pack that will cost you 4,000 FC points. Yep. Best part of 30 quid. And we're saying, oh, isn't it nice of them and surprising of them that they've made something that someone spends £30 worth of real money and you might actually get some slight value back from it. Not to mention the fact, gents, that it's, and I'm not here to shame anybody that's doing it. It's a game. Please have fun the way you want to, especially, you know, if you're financially stable, if that's the choice you want to make, please do so. I'm not going to dissuade anyone or shame anybody for doing so. But Shaq, we're in May. Tomorrow, May starts, and the new game will come out in September. You've got, at best, what, 16, 18 weeks left for these cards? And you've got people who are still putting more than the cost of the actual game on a single pack.
I think one of the things I really want to point out as well is, I don't know if you guys have actually noticed these packs, but there's a tradable, there's a 750,000 coin pack, there's two that you can get that are tradable, and there's two that you can get that are untradeable.
Yeah.
And the untradeable one actually has a guarantee of the level of thoughts you can get, like at 90, I can't even remember, I think it's
92.
88 plus or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's some sort of rating there. The tradable one has no cap. So you can literally end up with 288s in your tradable pack. That's number one. With regards to people opening all these packs through coins, and as you said, Nate, it's the same cards that are popping up. And I've seen so many videos on X where every single person had got McAllister, Allison, McAllister, Allison, Ollie Watkins, Allison. That was the I don't think I saw a single pack open where I saw Virgil van Dijk popping out yet. I haven't seen that animation where he walks out yet. All right. And give it, say, 3 weeks' time or 4 weeks' time, Tots cards will almost not be in anyone's teams once we have the silly season all here. No one's going to be using these cards. In 3 weeks' time, no one's going to care about these cards. So even next week, 2 weeks from now, Premier League Tots, I don't think we will have Premier League Tots in our teams. So I think people just get carried away and start just jumping at the bit, thinking these are going to be the best cards you can pack. Not really. This is not Team of the Year. There will be other cards that come out over the next couple of weeks that you will not even care about these cards. So essentially, it's completely your choice. If you want to open packs through coins or through money, it's your choice. But my recommendation is just hold off.
Yeah, and look, with the live chat is available, of course. If you are a member of the Discord, we post that link whenever we go live. Adam has said, packs with coins is testament to how unattainable the biggest players are. Normally, we'd be scraping upwards to get that super good, expensive, huge name, but they are so unattainable. And that's what I mean. It's so hard now to generate. And we talked about this all the way, you know, all through this game cycle and back in FIFA 23 as well, Shaq. You know, we did a trading show that we've kind of wound down almost now to the point because trading, you can still do it. There are ways. And look, there are trading patrons and discords, and we give the best advice that we can. And if you are, you know, you really put your time in, you can make it. But for the casual player now, getting enough coins to get these top players has never been harder. As I said, you know, you can get two walkouts in a pack and it's not even paying for the cost of it. So it is frustrating. And I think the point that both of you two were making about, you know, the fact that you open these packs and you're trying to, and you're not actually getting good value, in a weird way, I think will pave the way for EA to introduce this concept that we've talked about of players just being in the store. Because people will suddenly be receptive to it. Because at the moment, they're spending £30-40 on these big packs and not getting what they want. EA then turns around and said, oh, well, you don't like, well, how about we give, you know, you spend £40. How about we give you that player you really want instead? And just, you know, take the worry off of it. And it's just very slowly conditioning people, I think, to be able to accept it. Now, again, I don't want to be sitting here saying that's a good or a bad thing. My personal opinion is I would like to see players more obtainable, as Adam says, be more obtainable for everybody playing the game. And I think that's what Nick was saying as well. Is that you need to give people a route to these players that doesn't involve putting in real world currency. But at the same point, you know, we talk about, oh, well, these players will be, you know, useless in 3 or 4 weeks. If you go and spend £40 on a takeaway, that's going to be gone in an hour. So, and you're not particularly worried that you spent £40 and, you know, you've only got a couple of boxes to show for it. So look, people can spend their money where they want, but I do think there does need a redress of that balance between rewarding players that just want to play the game, that have an easier route to achieving these top players. And I don't think it's there. And Adam continues with, I feel the emergence of 3 PlayStyle Pluses are rendering the big icons from old promos way less desirable. And Nathan, we saw this icon pack released over the weekend as well, this 90+ Encore icon pack. And again, it was terrible because, as Adam says, like 99% of these icons now are completely useless.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we came on air, we were talking about sort of squad building, and I'd said to you, you know, we've both got that 96, is it the Winter World Cup, Pelle? And I'm finding that he's actually not as outstanding as he was 2 weeks ago now. So he's going to be dropped out once I either pack or buy probably Garnacho or Hemp. So, like, you'd think a 96 Pelle would probably actually see you through the rest of the cycle. Obviously, there'll be better versions, but you'd think he'd be, you know, on par for the whole game. But realistically, I've had, what, 4 weeks of it, maybe 5 weeks, and now he's not trash by any means, but he's also not elite or stand out, especially compared to some of the cards coming out. So yeah, the icons are falling away. So I can see them potentially doing a whole icon promo, a bit like we had with Golazo, that they brought out heroes that were better. I can see them maybe doing another version of that, but maybe icon based rather than hero based potentially, or something like a hybrid of the two. But I can definitely see them bringing something to that ilk of, you know, where they make these a little bit more usable, because icons are what everybody wants. You know, even now, if you get a golden white flare, you will still be buzzing until you get that 88 Raquel Mio or whoever you get. But like, you get a different type of rush from an icon than anything else, really. Like, even the blues that you get now, it's a bit like, well, it's a team of the season. It's going to be Dreyer or somebody that you've had 42 times already. But Golden Weight, I still think that hits differently, so I could see them bringing that back.
Yeah, and Adam continues as well. He's actually shocked at how much better the cards with three playstyle pluses are. He didn't think it would make such a huge difference. And it's, again, I mean, a big credit to EA. I mean, we're talking about the benefits and merits and the pros and cons of buying these big store packs now. You think of the people that were spending big on these store packs 2-3 months ago, you know, and that's the thing. These packs have been out pretty much since the start. And you think of the people that have spent hundreds of pounds on these big packs, and they're now looking at these cards that are so beyond fodder. I mean, I genuinely wonder, and we'll have to, you know, if you've got thoughts, please let us know on Foot Coaching. You know, submit anonymously if you care. So, how do you feel now, having spent big money or even big coins on these massive packs in the past? And as Adam says, seeing these new Team of the Season cards with three playstyle pluses suddenly completely rendered them useless. Are you happy that you had the advantage for the time you had, or do you think that EA haven't done enough to protect, you know, the money that you spent? It'll be fascinating to hear your opinions on that. At Foot Coaching is on all of our socials. But let's move away from the store packs. Let's move away from the bad. Let's get back to some of the, well, it's good or bad, depending on your view on it. I mean, we all love the grind. We called it the good, the bad, and the grinding. We all love the grinding. We're all working towards various SBCs. Nath, what is your current grinding strategy? How are you getting to the cards you want, or at least trying to get to the cards you want?
Well, obviously, we've done Weekend League, which is a bit of a rarity anyway. But then making sure I got my 7 wins in Rivals. Now I'm just player picking my way to glory. So that'll go to Chloe Kelly. I'm hoping, like I said, to get Garnacho, just because as a United boy, I want to get him in. So I'll buy him otherwise. But that's pretty much it. I'm putting everything into that. High rated goes into Chloe Kelly. Once she's done, high rated will stay in the club. Then the dupes will go into the exchanges. Then I'll just recycle through, you know, anything over 85 will go in the exchanges. Anything under that will go into the Team of the Week packs, or Team of the Week picks, sorry. I've done a few of those 85 plus packs. Picks which were terrible, but they gave me extra fodder for Kelly as well. So that's the way that I'm constantly recycling. So I don't actually have enough time for game time because the menu grind is so in depth just now.
Yeah, I think the one thing just to add, I suppose, into the bad section and leads into this, Shaq, is that we haven't yet seen the return of the league specific upgrades. Of course, you remember in Team of the Year and Team of the Seasons past, you get that premium and standard Premier League upgrade that gives you what, 3 rares and 7 commons or 8 commons, whatever they decide to want to put in it. But we haven't seen it as of yet, as of early Tuesday morning. So I think, Shaq, if it is going to come out, we'll see it tonight. Otherwise, it looks like EA are just going to stick with that 77 plus league specific upgrade.
I know when we spoke about it last week, we all said, oh, we prefer the picks, but I think I'm done with these picks because I'm not getting anything from these picks. And I know someone has mentioned that the 77 plus Premier League and BWSL league upgrade kind of replaces what we were expecting, but that's nothing. That doesn't do anything. 77 plus, you're just bound to get 2 random cards that you don't really ever, that you're just going to put into the 81 plus pick anyway. So we really need some league-specific picks. We just need something different. We just need league-specific packs, rather. We just need something different because I think the 80-plus picks and the 81-plus picks, we've had them for such a while now, and they're just not hitting anymore. They're just not providing us the cards that we're looking for. And sure enough, if you do 50, you might get a couple of walkouts, maybe 2 or 3 walkouts. That's just not good enough. It makes the whole point, makes the whole grind pointless, in my opinion.
I'm wondering if they're going to nerf that, because we've not just got Premier League now, we've got Premier League, WSL, and is it the Portuguese League as well? So I'm wondering whether, because there's more on packs, they're just going to not bring out any league specifics and just say, we're actually doing you a favour by having you this sort of wider variety of players and, you know, potential to get more tots by doing it that way. So I don't know. I hope they do bring it back, but it wouldn't surprise me if we don't see them because there's an extra team, because we're not having the minor leagues out on a Tuesday. The minor league seems to be included straight away.
Yes, this whole mixed league concept, isn't it? I think we're just going to have various mixed league teams throughout the cycle, because obviously they're going to find a way to get a Ronaldo in, to get Neymar in, and all these players playing, and Messi. So they'll do kind of a mixed batch, I think, throughout this whole Team of the Season. But my grind, at the moment, I've been being quite precious with my coins and going through the league SBCs. And if you want to keep your coin balance or make coins, the best way to go is through the Premium League SBC. It will just take you longer. That's the only thing. But you've got a chance of getting something big tradable. And of course, that could, you know, be game-changing for you. And then any spares and off-leagues, they're going into the picks. And Team of the Week picks as well. So that's the way I'm going it. But I'm going to wait and see if tonight they do set up those league upgrades. If the league upgrades come back, I'm going to go full send into them and just throw caution to the wind. If they don't return, then I'll probably just go hell for leather in the 81 pluses and see what my fortunes lie and just recycle through with the exchanges. But we will see. Let's just finish up the show then with our regular features. We're going to go for player in review. Oh, we just need to get a sting made so I don't have to do a funky voice every week. But Shaq, let's start with you.
Right. So the player I'm reviewing is a player that I packed pretty early on in the Premier League Tots session, and it was team of the season, Heung-Min Son. Initially, he replaced my Benzema in my squad, and I wasn't a huge fan initially. It took me a while to get used to it. I just thought it was going to be... this guy should be better than Benzema. Why is he not doing this? Why is he not doing that? Once I understood how his runs were working, what kind of movements he makes, because he's a high. So he just comes all the way back and then he goes all the way to score. His finesse shots are ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But the problem is you can't finesse from inside the box or close. The more absurd the angle, the more absurd the distance, the better the chance of going in. And it works. It just brings me back the memories of the first couple of weeks of FIFA where Heung-Min Son was amazing. This guy's that good. He's a lot of fun. He is a lot of fun in game.
Yeah, an absolute perfect all-round attacker. So I got him in my red picks. I've only used him for a few games of Rivals so far, but I had the foot birthday Son and had player of the month Son before that. And that player of the foot birthday Son didn't have the finesse shot plus, so I couldn't do it. So I need to retrain my brain to be trying more of those finesse shots because when they're going against me, I bang my head against the desk. So I need to utilize that more. Nate, who is your player in review today?
Yeah, I'm going to review Ben White, who I've had multiple times through Premier League Tots. Originally, I sort of scoffed at him. I thought he's rubbish. Didn't realize he could play centre back. I thought as a right back, his stats are definitely not suited for a right back. But because I play 5-2-2-1, I like my middle centre back on join the attack. So I thought, he's high. I'm going to stick him in. I put a shadow on him, so he's almost maxed out pace. Defending is ridiculously good. He's got really good play styles. He's got long ball pass, whip pass, and intercept, all his pluses. Plus, he's got, you know, the standard defensive normal play style. So I had him as my middle centre back. What a machine he is. He actually stopped me doing Rio Ferdinand. I'm not saying he's as good as Rio Ferdinand, but when you're talking 60k against 2 million, happily take him. His tackling's really clean. The ball sticks with him. His long ball, he can play out from the back. He can play to either wing. He's just got everything you want as a ball playing. I wouldn't use him necessarily as a back two, though, because the high. I always struggle with that. I find they get a little bit too adventurous and go gallivanting on an adventure. But if you play a three back and you want one a little bit more aggressive or progressive, he's definitely one to have a look at for very few coins.
Yeah, great investment. I said, I think I have got him on main account. I may have to give him a run out in Rivals or something this week. The player I'm going to review, we talked about her earlier, is Lauren Hemp. I had Chloe Kelly's foot fantasy through Weekend League. Once completed that, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go try Lauren Hemp because the price dropped all the way down to sort of around about 850,000 coins. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to buy her and try her out in this rival session. Absolutely fantastic. The 99 pace. I don't think she feels like the very fastest players in the game, but it's very close. It is, you know, she is absolutely rapid. She's got that whipped cross. And again, the finishing is much better than you think it is. Even in the air, she was winning a surprising amount when I was whipping crosses from the other flank in with Son to her. She was controlling the ball really well and finishing with ease. So again, if you have got some slightly more coins, if you are up towards, you know, that £1.5 million coin balance, and you're looking for somebody and you don't want to commit all your fodder into Chloe Kelly, I think fantastic. As to which one of the two will be the better, I'm really looking forward to trying out this Chloe Kelly card and comparing the two of them. But I think if you're looking for a try before you buy, definitely go down the Hemp route. I think, you know, easily a top tier attacker. And she was keeping Messi's team of the year out of my team, which is the biggest praise I suppose I can give for that card. So well worth it.
I just want to add to the Lauren Hemp. I think one of the things that I loved about that card is you could play her in multiple positions. I played her in center midfield because I was playing a five at the back. I'm sorry about that, but it was five at the back with three midfielders, and she was playing as my left LCM in that formation, and the tiki-taka plus was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. She was so good. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed her, and she's got 99 agility, 99 balance, if I'm not mistaken. She was just weaving through players, and her skill moves come off really well. And personally, looking at the cards, I just compared both the cards based on stats. For me, I think Hemp's the better version, better card to go. But the one thing I just noticed just now was that Chloe Kelly's got 95 strength, 92 strength.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. 92 strength. That's great.
Yeah, it's just, and I mentioned it earlier, I think it's just the body type means is that she does sometimes get bullied off the wall by the very strong defenders. But as I mentioned, she can absolutely hold her own. She holds her own more than, and this is just a blue card. I haven't even used the team this season. This was just a foot fancy card. She holds her own more than some of the more nimble other attackers, even on the men's side. So no, I'm really looking forward to getting this SBC done. I know, Nath, you'll be getting it done as well. So look, we'll both be able to review it in full. And again, it's out for a while, so you don't have to jump in, as Shaq says. You've got plenty of time to grind out the 84x7 picks, the 81 plus picks, whether we get league specific upgrades as well. There's going to be plenty of ways to obtain this card over the coming weeks. So I said, just don't everybody do her. Just move on. Commit to Odegaard. Devin, do Odegaard. Odegaard and Havertz.
Havertz.
Do
Havertz.
Yeah, do Havertz.
No, I'm only joking. Well, apparently so. Havertz is supposed to be a beast on as left back, but I don't know. Not for me.
Yeah, I faced Odegaard and Havertz and didn't have massive issues with either of them.
None.
But yeah, don't do Chloe Kelly, everybody. But also do Chloe Kelly, everyone. Anyway, I think that is a good place as any to wrap up the show this week. Thank you especially to all of our Patreon subscribers. You are going the extra mile. We've got so much to look forward to on Foot and Review over the coming weeks. Of course, the Crete getaway is coming up thick and fast. John will have more details on that. If you are going, I'm very, very jealous of you. I wish I could be there. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, life is getting in the way, I think, for all three of us. But we will hold down the fort while everyone else is drinking cocktails by the pool. But before they go away, of course, John and Ingvi will be back on Friday night. Is it Bundesliga this week? It is Bundesliga, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Bundesliga team of the season. And look, they're going to be wanting to juice this team to get people to stay interested after the Prem team goes out. So I look forward to seeing what they cook up on that front. Of course, you can get in touch with us on socials at Foot Coaching, and of course, footinreview@gmail.com. If you do want to get any questions in and join the Discord, it's absolutely free. There is a link provided at the bottom of this episode, wherever you download your podcast. And there's just one thing left for us to do, Nath.
Drop it.
Jack.
Drop it.
We are going to drop it. Drop it. F-U-T.